Hey guys, and welcome to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are Beth and Katie, founders of Pre-PA Clinic, and we are so happy you are here. If you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right place, and we are so excited to help you get accepted to PA school. One myth out there is that you have to be a perfect candidate to get accepted to PA school, and we are here to tell you it is simply not true. We have years of experience working at PA schools, reviewing CASPA applications, deciding who to interview, and deciding who to accept. And guess what? You can absolutely get accepted to PA school without perfect stats. And we are here to show you exactly how to apply to PA school the right way so you can get accepted. You have probably heard about our application to acceptance course, also known as A to A course, and have seen the testimonials from all the applicants that have been accepted because of this course. A to A is invaluable for showing you how to pick the right PA schools that value your strengths and are more willing to overlook weaknesses, creating your strongest application that stands out to programs so that they are really excited to interview you, deep diving into each and every part of your CASPA application to make sure you are highlighting yourself the right way, how to answer interview questions so you crush your interview, and so much more. We literally walk you through creating your strongest, most competitive application. So if you haven't joined A to A yet, definitely get in and let's put together your most outstanding PA school application. We are so excited to see you in the private A to A group and can't wait to hear which PA schools you land interviews at and where you decide to attend. Sign up in the show notes. Now on to today's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off. We are so happy you are here today, and welcome to the new CASPA cycle, the 2024-2025 cycle. Super exciting. CASPA opened yesterday as of this recording date, which is one of our favorite times of the year. So today we're going to talk about some breaking CASPA news. If you logged in to CASPA yesterday to get started on your application, you may have been surprised to find that CASPA has added a new essay for you to complete. And this essay is called the Life Experiences Essay. You can find it underneath the COVID essay that they give you the option to write inside your CASPA portal. And this new essay is such a great opportunity, and we'll tell you why in just a second. But the essay is asking you to explain how your life experiences and/or perspectives could contribute to the PA profession, and how these experiences help advance the goal of having healthcare providers who reflect the population of the country. It has the same character limit as the COVID-19 essay, which is 2,500 characters. So not word, but characters. And before we go any further, yes, we recommend that you utilize this essay to your advantage. You should take every opportunity to free text in your application to highlight yourself and to really connect with the PA schools that you're applying to. And we think that this essay is such an incredible opportunity to do that. It's just another chance for you to connect with the programs that you're applying to tell them about something that's been a part of your life or your experiences that you may have not been able to get across in any other part of your essay, which is just awesome. So we love this. And yes, we know adding another essay to your plate is not ideal, but consider it an incredible chance to shine and to tell PA schools a little bit more about you as a person. If you feel a bit daunted about this, don't worry. That is what today's episode is about. We've got you covered with 5 key tips to help you write an outstanding life experiences essay. Tip number 1, reflect on your unique experiences. So start by taking a moment to think about the experiences in your life that have shaped you. This could be anything from a multicultural upbringing, overcome specific adversity, unique work experiences, or even personal encounters you've had within healthcare. And don't feel like you need to limit it to healthcare either. So for example, perhaps you grew up in a bilingual household and saw firsthand the barriers that others face. Maybe you have served on a mission trip and this was deeply meaningful to you, or maybe you lost a loved one that really changed you and your perspectives. This is not about just stating the experience, but connecting it to how it equips you to be a compassionate and effective PA who can serve diverse communities and how these can contribute to your future practice. Tip number two is to link your experience to broader healthcare goals. So try to tie your experiences directly to the goals of the PA profession and how it will contribute and advance the career. So take each experience you've noted that you've thought about and think about how it can contribute to a more inclusive healthcare environment. If you've worked in community outreach programs, discuss how this prepared you to engage with patients from diverse and different backgrounds and perspectives, how it underlines the importance of diversity in healthcare providers. Maybe you have a passion for expanding the career globally, so PAs are in every country, which is such an awesome mission to have. Or maybe you just love to teach and you want to teach the next generation of PAs. Whatever it is, make sure you wrap it back to answering the main essay question, which is how these things contribute to the PA profession and how they will advance the goal of having healthcare providers who reflect the diversity of our population. Tip number three, be authentic and personal. So this essay, again, is your chance to make a personal connection with the admissions committee. Share your story in a way that feels true to you. So avoid general statements. Make sure you back up what you're saying so that it's authentic and really dive into what makes your journey unique. For instance, if a family member's battle with a chronic illness or your battle with a chronic illness inspired your path, share specific moments and emotions and let your passion and your personality shine through. Tip number four, show your understanding of the profession's needs. Demonstrate your understanding of why diversity or certain attributes of the PA profession are important to you and crucial in healthcare. Perhaps it is the disparities you've seen in health outcomes among different demographic groups, and then relate that, of course, back to your experience so that it makes sense in the essay. This shows that you're not only aware of the current issues at hand in the healthcare field, but also ready to be a part of the solution as a future PA. Lastly, polish your essay. Make sure, just like any other essay, your supplementals, your personal statement, your COVID essay, make sure that your life experience essay is clear, it's concise, it's free of errors. This is your professional presentation to the PA admissions committee, so it should reflect your best writing and the best version of you. So use these tips to write an outstanding essay that wows the schools that you apply to. Writing about your life experiences in relation to your future in the PA profession can be a really powerful way to tell your story and connect with PA schools. Each experience you've had is a building block in your understanding and what it means to be a healthcare provider, a PA in a diverse society. So use these tips to craft an essay that not only answers the essay question effectively and clearly, but also resonates with the values and future needs of the PA career. We know that you likely don't want to write another essay, but again, think of this as such a great opportunity to come off the paper of your application, show your personality, connect with the PA faculty who is reviewing your application, and take it as another chance for you to shine. Keep up the amazing work. Don't forget to pop over to the episode notes and check out Application to Acceptance course, which is where we walk you through every step of creating your strongest, most competitive PA school application so you can land interviews and get accepted to PA school. We can't wait to see you inside the group, so go check it out now. Thank you for listening. Keep up all your great work. We'll catch you the next episode.